What is the greatest asset that you have during role-playing? It's your players. Here is why. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of How to Be a Great GM. My name is Guy, and I'm giving you the advice that I wish I had been given a very long time ago. And it's three little words. Listen, alter, implement. And you go, well, okay, sure, what does that mean? Your greatest assets sitting around the table are your players. There are four, five, six, seven, however many players sitting around that table, and they are crunching away. Their little brains are spinning at 150,000 revolutions a second as they desperately try to work out just what is going on in your game. They are thinking it, and they will express it from time to time. They will actually say things, especially if you give them the opportunity to do so. They may not say it right now. They may have said it in their backstory. They may have said it last week. They may have said it in the future, in which case you have special powers and you shouldn't be watching this video. So, listening as a GM is one of your greatest attributes. And I know, it's incredibly difficult. You are sitting there going, panic. You really shouldn't be. You should be sitting there going, this is so much fun. What's going to happen next? I don't know. I've got some ideas, but let me see what my players have got. And then you listen. Just calm yourself. That's what you should be thinking. Whenever you sit down at the table, just think, I am going to listen. I am going to say less than my players are going to say. As a GM, that's also an incredibly difficult skill to master, but you listen. You say less and listen. So, what are you listening for? Well, you are listening for all those juicy little tidbits. What the hell's a tidbit? Players are going to release these little tidbits of information, these little nuggets of, oh, I bet you it's the unicorn. I mean, it can't get any worse, right? Those phrases, those little sayings, and there are thousands of them. I can't give you all of them as an example. But that's what you should be listening for. Because when a player is going, it can't get any worse, can it? That is the player saying, I am having so much fun, right? I'm having so much fun that it can't get any worse, can it? That is a prompt. That is something that you should jump on as you are listening and go, oh yes, it can. Don't know how, not yet, but it can. If a player is sitting there going, yeah, I hit it again, so much fun. That's also something that you have to listen out for. That is a cue for you to change gears immediately change gears. But that's not what we're talking about in today's video. We're talking about plucking knowledge from your player characters. We're now going to use the second of the three words, listen, alter, implement. We're now going to alter that phrase. It couldn't get any worse. So the player has said it couldn't get any worse. You have three ways of making a situation worse. You can increase the pain, you can increase the pressure, or you can increase the problem. So if we want to increase the pain, if the characters are in a situation where they can take damage, they're fighting monsters, or there is a fire that's raging, it can get worse. And the way to do it is to alter the situation, alter the pain. Where is the pain coming from? And make it more. This is a surgical use of the word pain here. You are applying it to those that can take it to push them that little extra bit further. And of course, if they say it can't get any worse and you want to increase the pain, well, more monsters arrive. The damage increases because suddenly a flammable cask that they had overlooked previously catches alight and explodes. You can always make it worse. That isn't necessarily altering the situation. So if you want to alter the situation, because if the player says, oh, I bet the fire is going to spread. Yes, the fire is going to spread. That's not you doing anything other than responding to the real world requirements of this game that you are playing. If the fire doesn't spread, well, that's just poor GMing, basically, because the fire should be spreading on a regular basis. So how do we alter that? How do we alter that fire? Well, what if the fire started to grow towards the PCs? Why is it growing towards the PCs? Is it moving towards them? Yes. Yes, it is. I've altered the situation. I've altered the pain, and so now the fire is growing towards them. Why? It's under the control of an entity which I haven't yet invented, but there is someone or something trying to control the fire to now kill the PCs. Where did that come from? It came from the idea that it can't get any worse, and I've got fire, and I'm going to alter that fire so that it's not just, you know, passive background fire. Alternatively, you can look at the pressure. How do you increase the pressure? Well, the building that's on fire now starts to collapse around the PCs. That could also start to cause some pain as, you know, bits of building material fall on top of the PCs, that kind of thing. And of course, that's also expected. The building is on fire. These are things that happen. These are things that you should be pushing through anyway. Listening to the PCs have given us this alterable ability. We can take what the PCs have said and we can alter it. So if the PCs say, let's try and sneak into a castle, and we watch the guards and we've observed the guards, and one of the players goes, I bet they've got a back door. I mean, how do they get in and out without having to go through all of that rigmarole of standing, saluting, etc.? There's got to be a way for a guard to sneak out and have a cigarette. That's the player applying a real-world situation where their co-workers at the office sneak out and go and have a cigarette in the non-smoking zone, smoking zone. They have ways of getting around all of the security processes. Okay, you might go, I like that idea, but I have to alter it. Because just putting in a gate at the back of the castle, that's called a postern gate, the posterior gate, the postern gate. They existed for that exact reason. It was easier access, but they were narrow and small and designed to allow one or two people through, not an entire invading army. However, a postern gate sometimes can be very awkward and usually was very well guarded. So instead of that, alter it. Alter it. And the way that you alter it is you go, well, what if the guards have like a specific knock on the door? So that they just walk up to the door, they knock, and that gets them in without any questions asked. That's the same thing as having a back door. It just requires the PCs to have a little bit of guts, dress up as guards, and walk up to the front door, and then initiate the knock. That's the final stage, is implementation. So you've taken the ideas that the players have given you, you've altered them slightly to make them more interesting, and now you are implementing them. You're saying, okay, well, how do I implement that? Okay, players, you're watching these guards arrive at the gate and you're looking to see if there's a back door or there's not a back door. You suddenly realize that occasionally guards will walk up to that door, knock in a specific code, and then get let through without any challenge whatsoever. The players now go, oh, thank you. We've now got a secret way in. And you didn't come up with it. The players do. So that is what I do a lot. I really rely on my players to fill in the blanks. They're not because I couldn't be bothered to do it. They're not because I didn't want to prep beforehand. It's not that I didn't want to prep beforehand. I didn't prep beforehand. I have no idea how those players are going to get into that castle. I didn't even know at the beginning of the session that they were going to that castle. But as the GM, I need to be agile enough that when they get there, if they are faced with this insurmountable problem, that I'm listening to their thoughts. Now, the reason why I listen to their thoughts, and this is not to say, this is the big thing, it's not that I don't have my own thoughts. It's not that I'm not sitting there going, okay, how do I help this situation? How do I move it forward? What opportunities can I give them? What are the three P's that I can apply to make it a little bit more challenging? The three P's, pain, pressure, and problem. I am doing that. But at the same time, I'm listening to the players. And when they say those things, if you implement it, they will feel much more a part of the game. They'll feel more included. They'll feel more as if they are making significant contributions to the game. They are. There is no denying it. They really are making a significant contribution to the game. They're making the game better. They're making the game move forward. You are taking what they're doing and making it your own. You're owning it. You're adding it to your world space. You are driving it. You're not forcing the characters to do that. You're not forcing them to follow that path. That's just one of the few paths that has come out. Do you take everything that the players say and apply it after altering it or implement it after altering it? No, you don't. You are only doing it when you need the game, when you need the story to move forward. And remember, the player might say something in one session. Three sessions later, if you've got a good memory or if you're stuck, just remember what they said. Oh, yes. Yeah, I do remember now that one of them had asked about the sewer system. So there's a sewer system. You are just building up as many options available to you as possible so that you can start to just feed them to the players as and when they need to keep the game going. That's what I do. What do you listen out for? What are the kind of things that your players say that really help you to feel how the game is moving? If you've got a great example, put it down in the comments below. I'd love to hear it. Remember to hit that like button as well. It helps the channel. It really does. And of course, subscribe if you haven't already. That'll get you the alerts as to when stuff comes out. And there's stuff coming out all the time on the channel. So have a look at those buttons. They won't hurt you. They don't bite, I swear. And until next time, a huge thank you to my wonderful patrons who keep the lights on and to all of you for watching all the way until the end. Until then, happy gaming.